Oklahoma House Republicans moved to reinstitute a requirement that absentee ballots be notarized 2 days after the state Supreme Court struck it down. Rep. Chris Kennedy says if allowed to stand, the court's ruling would put Oklahoma among a small minority of states not asking for absentee voters to verify their identities.
Which, as we all know, given what's happened the past few weeks with unemployment, when you make things extremely easy, it invites fraud.
Oklahoma City Democrat Forrest Bennett pushed Kennedy on a claim another lawmaker told him after the court's decision Monday. A precinct in his area got dozens more requests for absentee ballots.
I don't know if that's because they were going to go in and defraud the voters, but I don't want to give them the opportunity.
Is your faith in the people of Oklahoma so lacking that you don't give them the benefit of the doubt that they're requesting absentee ballots because they're concerned about going out into public and contracting this virus?
There is a percentage, however small it may be, that want to defraud the system. That is abundantly clear.
Senate Bill 210 allows voters to attach a photocopy of their state ID or voter registration card to their absentee ballot during the COVID-19 pandemic instead of having it notarized. Oklahoma City Democrat Colin Walkie says that creates potential technical issues.
Instead of submitting my photocopy of my voter registration, I just submit my actual voter registration card. Is that now a valid absentee ballot or not? Because it doesn't comply with the statute.
All House Democrats and 3 Republicans voted against the bill. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.